Rays and Twins battling for wild card positioning entering Tuesday. Ah, the simple pleasures. Jake Odorizzi has really struggled at home in recent weeks, but in the bottom of the fourth, he has staked to a lead.
That's great news. This ball hit a ton. Right field, Kepler just going to spin and watch it fly. That's a home run. Lucas Duda's last six hits are all home runs. Two-strike pitch to Escobar. Swung on a miss. Down he goes. Interesting lines while a Twin. Swung on a miss, he struck him out. One walk in the game, that was Rosario in the fifth. Breaking ball, called strike three. Grossman doesn't like it. Eric Cooper does a little dance, ripping the paper. And Odorizzi strikes out the side. Six innings, no runs, no hits. Here's the two-strike pitch. Swung on and hit well into the right field corner. That's going to be a fair ball and roll up into the corner for Kepler. Kepler has to play it off the bumper. Longoria, bad feet and all, turns at third. He's coming home. He's going to score without a throw. A run-scoring double for Lucas Duda. It's 2-0 Tampa Bay Rays.
2-0 Tampa Bay. Bases empty. One out. Top seven. And the 1-2 pitcher, ground ball smash, hits off the second base bag. It pops to short. Echevarria has no play. And there's hit number one. And Colome against lefties is yielding a 204 collective average, so pretty solid numbers. Rosario's been on twice, a single, a walk, officially one for two. And here's the pitch, ground ball smashed up the middle. It's gloved by Echevarria, steps second for one, throws to first, double play, and the ball game is over.
Rays defeat the Twins 2-1. Tampa Bay wins for the first time in Jake Odorizzi's last seven home starts, during which time he posted a 7.94 ERA. Joe Mauer extends the American League's longest active hitting streak to 14 games. Here is Minnesota skipper Paul Molitor.
You know, obviously we had a tough time figuring it out. We had some time opportunities, I thought, in certain counts to look to do things, but he'd make pitches, and, you know, he made it pretty interesting going in there into the seventh. It was a well-pitched game on both sides. I mean, Bart had a really good night, I thought. Similar to last night, it was one guy. You know, Duda stepped up tonight and got a couple of big hits, and, you know, that turned out to be the difference. We made a little bit of a push there at the end, and, you know, the shift got us, and, you know, another tough loss for us.
Bartolo Colon took a tough luck loss on Tuesday, turning in 6 2/3 innings of two-run ball, but he was out-dueled by Tampa Bay's Jake Odorizzi, who took a no-hit bid into the seventh. Colon spoke to the media after Minnesota was edged by Tampa Bay 2-1.
No, lo más importante que yo me siento bien. Luchamos hasta el final, pues pudieron ganar el juego, pero no se pudo.
No, the important thing is that, you know, I feel good. We fought out there really hard till the end, but, you know, we couldn't do it.
That home run to Lucas Duda, take us through that at bat. What was making him a tough out tonight for you?
Este jorrón a Duda que no. Nos llevas a través del túnel al bate y porque se te hizo difícil sacarlo de agua este juego.
No, traté de tirar la recta a ti afuera y la se me quedó en todo el medio y yo me he enfrentado muchas veces a él y también eran los compañeros de equipo en Lomé que ya me conoce muy bien a mí.
No, I tried to go fastball high and outside, but obviously I left it up in the middle. He took some good swings, you know, and he's a good hitter. As my former teammate, he knows me well, so.
The Twins look to bounce back on Wednesday behind Aaron Slagers. He'll be opposed by Blake Snell.